You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The finale is here. Can you believe it? For some of us, it seems like it's been a long time coming. And for others, perhaps we want more. We're going to get into all of that and more in tonight's episode. You can tweet us with the hashtag ABTVRHOBH, and you can feel free to tweet us as well throughout the show. And we have our phone right here to see if anything should come through.
Ready to go.
I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and with me tonight,
I am Fern Rone.
Hey there, my name is Christy Olsen.
And Christy's voice is a little weathered.
You all may not know what Raw is, but I'm a huge wrestling fan, and I was at a live event last night. So this is my cheering for all the Total Divas, who you guys probably do know.
Mm-hmm, there you go. So, all right.
It was a good show. So we decided she's going to play, we're going to do a reenactment later. She's going to play Adrian because she has that raspy voice.
Yeah. I brought my Adrian game today.
Perfect casting.
Yeah. And Megan is not with us today, but we say, give our regards to Megan and say hello.
Hey.
So let's get into the show. Well, this is the finale, as mentioned. You know, what do you think? I mean, were you let down? Were, you know, where we stand with the fail? I mean, for at the end of this long season, yeah. I thought that it would be really leading up to something big, and it just felt like this could have been another episode.
You crack the code. You know what's going on.
Yeah, it's
they
a little wah-wah, and I think we're seeing this with a lot of the Bravo finales now. They really are just looking at it as like a precursor to the reunion. So it's almost like they don't want to give you that much, or they don't really care if it's that good, because we know that reunion is going to be juicy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yeah, I was a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what got me into this franchise back in the Orange County days was those crazy finales where they would have the end of summer party and all the couples would go to someone's house overdressed, and then the husbands would get into it because they would be kind of, you know, hearing what was going on. So then the husbands would get involved and they'd give their opinion. And then it kind of like the recaps at the end, the texts that came up, mm-hmm. it usually was a nice period on the end of the sentence. And it was an update, and it meant something. And now it's just kind of like, you know, Kim says she's sober.
Exactly. All of the ones tonight were like, we already know that.
Yeah.
Kim, I mean, Brandy's friends with Yolanda and Kim, that's all. We know that. Yeah. That's not telling us
she
anything.
Came into the season friends with them, and she's leaving the season friends with them.
Surprise, surprise.
She hasn't mended any relationships. She's made more trouble for herself than anybody else. There's really nothing to update us there with.
No.
But anyway, I mean, you know, we'll talk about it because, I mean, still, you know, it's still interesting. I want to go over, let's get this nonsense out of the way about with Lisa Rinna's swing set. Might as well just talk about it because I did not believe that this swing set was installed in that backyard. It looked too new. And when they moved it over, you could just, it was just a little bit of grass that was, you know, tussled a little bit. I didn't believe it. I think that was just a complete plot point. So I'm upset about that swing set.
You were onto
put it
there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was like, come on. No, because I can see through things like that. Yeah. I can see all that.
We need to go to past episodes and look at her backyard and see if we can spot it.
I wonder if it was a point to bring it full circle with her. Remember, one of the first scenes we saw with was her and her daughters laying out in the grass in the backyard, and that's how we kind of got to know her. They traveled with her to her parents' house in Oregon. So I'm wondering if that was maybe just like, oh, we got to show Lisa with her family again. Let's give them a swing set to saw
to knock down.
Yeah.
And then Harry comes out with these four big glasses.
Because a former addict and two teenage girls really need a toast. Well, and that's you, what, they're ready to clink the glasses. You pop the bubbly.
You pointed out Lisa Rinna's face at that moment, like, oh crap, I told everyone he's sober.
Right. But I like, you know, it's not like these girls are, you know, getting ready to be married. I mean, they're not legal to drink.
No. Right,
you're just taking down the swing set.
Yeah,
and
I know.
We did hear them say it was sparkling cider, but still, what? Why? Why?
Those girls are too old to be having a swing set in their backyard at their ages.
They
anyway.
Look like they're that, having that fun
not,
on it.
That is
they
not
wanted
their,
to keep it.
Yeah, that is not their swing set. I do not believe that for a moment. I'm calling that right now. But they wanted to put it into Lisa, so okay. Meanwhile, let's jump to another awkward moment for me. Eileen's husband talking about how he lived next to the Jackson family, you know, the Jackson Five. The name dropping was just too much for me. I couldn't handle it.
Way too much that I thought he was kidding. I turned to you guys and I was like, was that a joke? He was serious?
And this isn't the first that we've seen of that from him.
Yeah.
It's coming off as quite obnoxious at this point.
It is obnoxious. Mm-hmm. You're a fan, Pat, and you don't have to name drop.
And he said that they lived on Queens Road, which is in the Hollywood Hills, right off of Sunset in West Hollywood. So that was another name drop, like, right there. You know, it's not like he was, like, saying, yeah, we lived in Smith Street. I mean, it's like, no, when you say a street like
that.
Well, I mean, you know, LA people would. I mean, you know, the average viewer of Our House on Beverly Hills wouldn't pick that up. But I'm, you know, shining a light on that because I'm like, this guy is really trying hard here.
And who was he in the limo with? Who was he trying to impress?
Yeah, good point. You know, I'm wondering if maybe he feels a little threatened because Eileen's career is so hot and everyone knows that, and maybe he wants to be like, hey, I'm rich and famous too. It's not just her.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Well, I didn't know who he was going into the season. Sorry.
And I still don't really care. Sorry, Vince.
So everybody,
play that poker.
So everybody's on their way to Supper Club. And Christy, let's talk a little bit about this venue since you're familiar with this location. Have you been?
I've been to red carpets there, so I've been right outside where they were showing everyone coming and going and done interviews there.
Okay.
But you pretty much have to wear a bulletproof vest because I mean, people are getting shot and stabbed up in there all the time. The police the police are there at every other event. I mean, it's about as low class as you can get.
Why would they have this there?
Suge Knight must have had some transgression at that place. No, but really, though, I mean, in all seriousness, in November, I believe, there was a big, like, fight behind Supper Club with these, like, gang-related activities that are related to some rap stars.
T.I. was there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like that's not the place I would think to have the finale or even any type of location moment for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when most of these women, you know, are, you know, of a certain demographic and they're of a certain age. And it's like, you know, I mean, income levels. This is kind of like, Summer Club is very, like, it's very much in Hollywood, which is not as glamorous as most people think. And everybody knows that Hollywood.
It's right next to Cabo Cantina.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's
Jameson's Irish pub.
It's no Bel Air Country Club. And if Megan was here, she could vouch for that. Perhaps Kathy Hilton should have just hosted the event at her house, the Hilton Estate.
That would have been a better place for Adrian Maloof's magic act.
Yes!
Kathy, not at the Supper Club.
Or what about the Magic Castle? That's another famous location in Los Angeles, also
where
in Hollywood.
That?
It's on Franklin Avenue. It's behind Hollywood and Highland. So it's still like a Hollywood location, but it's you know, high-end. No,
I can't get in there, but it's beautiful from the outside.
I mean, I don't know if cameras, but I'm sure somebody would be like, you can't get a permit to film it. I know, maybe not. Who knows? Huh. Anyway, I'm trying to think of a better location than Supper Club.
Right.
But, okay. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's talk about how Lisa Vanderpump went up to Brandy, and she kind of mentioned that, you know, she wanted to talk to her. There was an email exchange. And then the issue came about Brandy's father. And she said, well, I met the man for 20 seconds, so I don't know what you want me to do about it.
That was awful.
That's a really low blow.
That is a really low blow. I don't care what Brandy did. She should have said, it's fine, maybe you never met her, even if she'd never met her father. You know, you've heard through the grapevine, something's not good, someone's family member is sick. Get it off the table.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about your father. And then get into it.
Right. I mean, this is someone's house. She's been to your house. You've been to her house. I mean, this is someone you've,
this
like...
This is a friend you should care about. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, even if it's a former friend.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you guys, but I think Zanny Brandy, which is what I'm going to start calling her now, because we know she had her bag full of Xanax. She told us so. She wanted to freak out. She was not in a good place. She was feeling very emotional. I think she just needed an outlet. It was going to go sour, and she was going to freak out no matter what Lisa said.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good point. She was was looking to lash out at someone, mm-hmm. but she was so...
And for good, I mean, she was upset place. For good reason, yeah. of course. Yeah.
Now, should Lisa, at this point, accept Brandy's teary apology? Brandy gave as much as she, we've seen her give. She stood there and she was like, look, I screwed things up. I'm effed up. I do it. But, like, I'm sorry, and I'm tired of this. This is bull, you know, bull. This has to end now.
Bull honky.
This has to end. So, I mean, I think that's the best we're ever going to get from her.
Yeah, probably. But I think that speaks to her immaturity, because I was trying to write down what she was trying to say, yeah. and I couldn't get it. Like, Brandy, what are you trying to say? She was just mm-hmm. kind of all over the place. She's like, I apologize. I went too far. And then she was like, don't feel sorry for me. I'm fine. And then she's flipping out on her, crying about her father. She's really immature. She's all over the place. And she's just doesn't do anything to help her case.
No.
No. Discombobulated, I think, is a good word for Brandy, right? Yeah.
Zanny Brandy is discombobulated.
Well, here's how I look at it. Lisa Vanderpump does not need Brandy, but Brandy needs Lisa.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you know, you can't have one with the, what you can't, Lisa's going to have to give in for Brandy to ever follow through with that. But Lisa's just done. She's I believe that she is completely mm-hmm. done.
Oh, yeah, with this show?
No, with Brandy.
Oh. And like with the show, I think. But
yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's done with Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's a healthy attitude to have towards Brandy Glanville. Yeah. You know, that, like, I'm just, I'm not going to let you hurt me.
Exactly.
You know, whatever you're going to do. I can't control you. I'm not going to let it bother me. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I always say there's 7 billion people on the planet. You don't have to be friends with someone who hurts you. There are other people to be friends with, other people with better energy. They do not, you know, they have a history, they hurt each other enough.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, before we get into the back and forth with Kim and her sobriety and Lisa Rinna coming back into the picture, or is she not, let's talk about some of the highs and lows of this episode in a cheers and jeers segment that I would like to do, where kind of mm-hmm. wrap up the finale. We'll do the full season coming up. We'll do the highs and lows of the full season in the future. But, you know, I want to point out my cheers go to Lisa Rinna for her actions or lack thereof in this episode. I was really annoyed by her, and this is the first time I've really did not enjoy her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, just saying. And my cheers go to Camille Grammer's dress. Looked good. Looked that she was there to play. She was there to have fun.
She was.
And both, she looked great in both, but that second dress, that was just all types of, wow. Wow.
She came ready for the see-through.
She was ready.
Well, she's in my cheers, because I would love to see her end up with a prince and just, like, really stick it to Kelsey Grammer.
Yes.
She finally found her prince, and then my jeers... That would be nice. And then my jeers would be to Adrian's entrance. First of all, Adrian not arriving for like hours. Nobody saw her. And then her entrance, that was just, come on.
The worst.
The worst.
Guys, I think she was in the box. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure she was in the box. I know. Well, my cheers go to Mauricio on this episode because when it started going down at that table with the ladies, he got that F out of there. He got up and walked away so fast. Someone tried to make a spot for him and he was like, no, thank you.
It's like Kyle when she left that Amsterdam restaurant.
Yes.
They're out of there.
He was gone. You know, and we've seen, like, Ken and some of the other husbands, Paul, as we'll reenact in a while, really get into it with the ladies.
Yeah.
And Mauricio just knows not to bother.
Yeah.
I did like that. And I was going to jeers Camille for her sort of, like, despiness with the prince. But now you guys kind of have me convinced that, like, she's cute, whatever. Like, if you can get away with it, all right.
She's
the dress
hard
was a little too young for her, but, you know, show him up.
Yeah.
Show him up, girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I
kiss that prince.
She was the only one dressed appropriately to go to supper club. So she knew where she was going.
Oh, I have one more jeers.
Yes.
Kim always calling Mauricio Maurice.
Come on.
Like you pointed out, he's paid your bills for how many years? Get his name right. Don't you see it on the check? Yeah.
I mean, they're really
good one for it.
I noticed she called him that, and then they cut to Mauricio, and they put the name up, like just to be like this
so obvious.
This chick.
I wonder if when they met, he was Maurice. Maybe he was Maurice for years, and then he's taken on this new persona now that they're Beverly Hills people.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it's not like we don't hear other people calling him that for short.
Yeah.
Like, Kyle doesn't call him that. So.
No. All right.
Oh, you have to ask his mother, Estella. She's busy working the room.
She's fabulous. Yeah, I've interviewed her, and she's like a relationship expert. I think she's a bit of a matchmaker herself. She's allowed to say she has that gorgeous accent that you just kind of want to smile when she talks. Yeah. And yeah, she's fabulous. She could be on like the Real Grandmas of Beverly Hills.
She's adorable.
Yeah. A relationship expert. What the hell is she doing? She could really be helping Kim and Kyle.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean,
that's true.
If that's her thing, I mean, they need some expert help.
Yeah.
Maybe she feels they're beyond help.
Maybe.
Ooh, maybe.
She's like, this is a too case far. I can't take. Yeah.
Well, spectating throughout the night was Kathy Hilton. So, hello, Kathy. Good to see you again.
Lurking about.
At both events. I saw you there at both events. Are you trying to get near the show? I doubt it, but I do want to see Camille, though, back on this show. She did more in this episode than Eileen did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
she's more interesting than any of the other new ladies, for sure.
She's so interesting. Mm-hmm. I love her. And she has history with the show, and she knows all these women, and she's been on all sides of Kyle, and like they've come together. It's like she'd be a really good person to add to the show. Now, Adrian, I'm good for a little bit more with her.
Yeah, we can just leave her. That's
fine. I'd like to see more of Camille.
Right. Well, let's get into this whole business with Lisa Rinna and what she did and didn't say. I mean, I have a few notes here, but let's just kind of go over, you know, who wants to break it down?
Ugh.
It's hard to break down because it's like we said last week, a game of telephone. It's this one said this about this person, and she said, you said, she said this.
And at this point, Lisa Rinna seems to hate Kim so much. It's just like oozing out of her pores. Yeah. Like she can't deal anymore.
I think she's afraid of her. She's afraid of what she's going to say.
Mm. How many times do they say, Kyle said that, Randy said that, you said that I should get an intervention. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Or I should have an intervention. I mean, it was so much back and forth. I don't know. It just, when it came down to it, what's her face? Lisa Rinna missed her point. She missed her window.
Missed
them.
Yeah.
She dropped the baton.
She did.
Yeah, she was, and that's why I gave her jeers. I was like, "Damn it, you talked a big game all season long, and that came down to it." And you're like, "Oh, I don't want. Everyone's afraid of her, but I just don't want to cross her again." I told her I wouldn't do it.
She said, "I'm not doing this for Kim. Don't do it for Kim. Do it for Kyle." That was the whole point.
Right.
Yeah, she missed the boat.
Yeah, no, it made her look weak. It made her look stupid, and she had to eat all of her words. Then, I mean, it would be interesting to see how she recovers during this reunion, but it was just like, and then when she was running over there and they were seated privately and she was trying to get involved, it was just like too little too late.
It reminded me of something that happens in high school. You know, so-and-so said, we're over here and we're talking about it, but then it blows up over here, so now we're going to go over here and talk about it with these people.
Yeah.
I mean, it just all came off as very young.
Yes. Yeah.
The ladies are trying to stay young by acting like high schoolers.
It was very youthful.
Yes. And then when Kyle and Eileen were standing like 6 feet away and they were like shooing them away, that was so bad. That was so, talk about childish.
Oh my God, Eileen with her updo at the summer club.
How did we miss that in the cheers? Oh my goodness.
Oh man, that whole moment was just such a sad state for all those women.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice Yolanda was not around for that. She was the one who was smart enough to pull Brandy over and be like, have the conversation here. And then she took off like Kyle and Mauricio was like, goodbye, good luck, goodbye. Like, we didn't see her at all.
Here's what's going on and I'm not in it.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's a real class act, that one. I really hope that we can see more of her, and I wish her the best in the show. Hopefully she can return next season because we need her on the show.
I agree.
Especially at this point. That's how
especially
I feel.
Especially if they keep Brandy around.
Right.
Which is doubtful at this point anyway.
Yeah, I know.
This is a weird thing to notice, but I made note of everyone who asked Brandy about her dad, which would be Yolanda, Camille, Lisa Rinna, actually, and Kim. Those were the only people.
You know, and stuff like that, when that happens, it just reminds you how, I mean, Brandy's burned so many bridges.
Yeah.
And she really backstabs kind of everyone. And when you see that they are reaching out to her and they are caring for her, even after everything she's done, I just want to kind of shake her and be like, Brandy, you could have some true, real friends. I know they're just real reality TV friends.
Right.
But still, you know, there are people that care about
you
and they're being decent to you, and you should... maybe be a little decent back.
Yeah, I mean, in Amsterdam, exactly. When it was time for them to give her, you know, some positive words, I mean, she didn't want to hear it.
No,
so she doesn't want it. She just doesn't want it.
She's one of those people who loves misery.
Mm. Yeah.
Because she's not miserable. She's...
Well, it's like a prerequisite. It's like a prerequisite for being on these shows. I mean, you have to be addicted to chaos a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and she is, and she doesn't like help herself by taking all those pills and then drinking and then going on a camera.
I often wonder if she even remembers what happened.
I mean, the nipple is out.
Yeah.
And she's just like...
A couple times.
I mean, you know, she's not like 21 or... I mean, you know, she's some mother of two kids
who,
like, can spell that word. You know what I mean? Like, that's when you know you're too old to be doing that.
And Kim, who's, like, just loopy even when she's sober, is like, first of all, your boobs out. What'd she say? Your nipples out.
Yeah.
She's like, we're into the drama, but...
All Kim wanted to do was make sure that no one said the word, that Brandy didn't say the word intervention. Anything else was okay. But as long as she didn't say that word, and I'm so glad they did that flashback where those two fools are sitting in the restaurant, because I needed that moment, because I kind of forgot the exact verbiage, what was exactly said. But now we know that, you know, the word intervention did never come out of Brandy's mouth, so that's probably why they're still friends. But, I mean, you know, read
she
between the
lines.
She didn't kind of
questioningly say, like, you think she needs an intervention with all of us?
Yeah.
But it definitely didn't come off as bad intentions.
See, I got it that it was like all of us need one, like as a group. That's how I saw.
I took it as we need to all intervene with to Kim.
We saw the actual conversation and we can't even get it right.
Yeah.
I wonder these ladies had to fight about it.
Yeah, because I remember being like, okay, that's a safe way of saying it. Like, not saying one person in particular needs it, so I'm going to say we all need it. Mm-hmm. That's how I interpreted it.
But Brandy talked to also her friend Jennifer about Kim, and why isn't Kim mad about that?
That's true, and that
conversation was a little more serious.
Yeah.
Well, if they're smart, they'll bring that up in the reunion, and they'll show that scene, and then they'll cut to Kim, and I'm sure they'll have plenty of airtime to Kim's sobriety. I'm sure she'll love it, too.
And I'm sure Kim will forgive Brandy. She just wants to be friends with her, and she wants to hate Kyle because there's so much more history there.
Yeah, it almost seems like a choice now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kyle's making it easy for her.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
I mean, I don't know. Kyle.
Maybe Kingsley's making it easy for all of them.
That was just
the hand
them
in the
edge.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, he literally bit the hand that feeds him.
Yeah, he did.
Well, should Lisa tell Kim? Should Lisa have told Kim everything that she knew?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I understand what she was saying. Like, you know, you told me not to talk about it, but she just opened herself up for more issues. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Put it out there straight. Say, this is what was said. This is what I said to Kyle. Put it to bed. She did.
Right.
And
she
blocked it, kind of. Poor Kyle was sitting there like, come on, throw me a bone here. You know what we said. Mm-hmm. And she kept saying, I'm not doing this for Kim. It's not for Kim. It's for Kyle. If you want to help their relationship.
I know, don't make
back
it...
Back up Kyle.
I know, don't make it loud. Don't make it, like, to show that you're still cool, like, you're still, like, you know, like, I'm just doing this because. Like, it's like, just don't... It's, like, beyond that. Come on. Two comments she made, which seemed nasty to me, was she said that Kim is totally effed up, which, you know, I mean, that was kind of like, okay, I thought you, like, didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
But in your one-on-one, you'll call her effed up.
Right, exactly.
And then to hear it to her face, you'd be like, oh, no, you know, we just want to talk. We just really want to chat. I really just talk to you right now. So that was like weird. And then she also said that Brandy is terrified of Brandy. I mean, Brandy is terrified of Kim.
I don't think Brandy's terrified of Kim. I think she wants to be careful what she says and not piss her off and, you know, continue their friendship. But I think Lisa Rinna's terrified of Kim.
Yeah.
She totally missed the point of why she should back up Kyle. And she's afraid to get into it with Kim because she's afraid of what Kim is going to say about her family, about who knows what. She'll pull out of it, you know, pull out now.
I can see why Kathy wanted to be there. I think at this point she's like playing coach. She's like, I'm going to show up to every single one of these events and make sure that you two don't embarrass us anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
It's not working.
It's not working.
Sorry, Kathy.
The three of them had a moment, and Kyle and Kim were like a foot away from each other, and then like 2 feet away was Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't hear her say a word. She didn't jump in and I don't expect her to take a side, but like you said, be a mediator.
Yeah. It says a lot that their mother told them to not air their dirty laundry. That makes it sound like the mother
like
cared
a lot more.
Yeah, there's a lot more. The mother cared too much about what
with
people
family,
think instead
yeah.
of what's healthy for them. Yeah,
yeah. There's a whole dynamic to those
to three
sisters. Yeah, there's a whole dynamic there. So yeah, there's a lot that's unsaid.
What's it called? The House of Hilton?
House of Hilton. Then there's another one. Oh, Lord.
Yes. We got to do our
These are like unauthorized biographies.
I think so. Right? Yeah,
those are the best ones.
There's a lot of information and, like, you know, personal accounts in these books, but they go way back. Like, they go back. But, yeah, it's interesting to see how it plays out. Speaking of the Hiltons, we saw Paris. We saw Nikki.
Yeah.
I mean, Paris looks good to me.
She looks great. And remember, she is getting old. She's like 35, but she doesn't look it whatsoever. She
That's
somehow looks younger and better. And she hasn't Kim Kardashian to the face.
Yeah.
No. You know, like, it's not too much. Whatever she's doing, it doesn't look like
she's
had
exactly
a lot of
the same.
Yeah. As she did 10 years ago.
I've always liked Paris, but I could never get into it with Kim. And I don't understand because they're kind of like, you know, not one of the same, but they're kind of in that same, like, box.
Mm-hmm. Kim? Oh, Kardashian?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Paris Hilton came up in my thoughts the other day because I was thinking about Kim Kardashian and I thought, will this woman ever freaking go away? But she's so huge in everything she does. And I thought, you know, even when she stops trying to be in the spotlight, any little thing she does is still going to be in the end. And I was like, well, but remember what a huge deal Paris was. And now I know internationally she still is, but...
Now it's like crickets. You don't hear anything about her.
Well, yeah.
Oh, she's got the best of all the worlds, though, because she is, like you said, overseas, she's fine. Her sales, her perfumes.
She?
Yeah. She's still... she's making the money she would make if she was still on every magazine cover. She's just not.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, doesn't she have, like, her 19th perfume or something?
Yeah, the 18th one just came out.
And handbags and shoes
DJing.
She's got the lifestyle and the income to match that tabloid lifestyle. She's just not on every car,
so
which
we don't
is
have to worry about her is what you're
yes, I wouldn't be too concerned. But with Kim, you know, she can take a break anytime she wants.
Yes, right.
Let's take a look back into some classic Real Housewives of Beverly Hills moments. As we turn a page into our playbook, we're going to be going to the rooftop scene where Adrian and Brandy get into it at Mauricio's event for the agency on top of the, I believe it was the JW Marriott in downtown LA.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if we have any dramatic music laying around, maybe we could pipe that in. If not, it's going to get dramatic anyway because we're going to be kind of yelling at each other. So I will be playing Paul, Adrian's husband, former.
Adrian's
Before she started dating that child.
Who's also her former child boyfriend.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Oh, and he was there tonight,
Girls
right?
Girls just running through him. Yeah, we saw him, yeah. Jacob Bush.
And this is Fran Ronay in the role of Brandy Glanville.
Oh, my God.
And I will be playing the part of Adrian Maloof.
Get that voice ready.
Wait, I got to pop out of my box. All right, I'm here. Let's do this.
All right, I'm going to be Paul. I'm getting real up and close to Brandy's face. I don't really care about you.
Get your head.
What are you going to do? Will you want to touch me?
You're calling me a bitch to my face?
You just said F you to me.
Let me tell you.
You mentioned something in public, some bullshit.
Are you effing kidding me?
Why do you lie?
Get your finger out of my face.
No. My finger's not in your face.
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding me? She lies.
More comments with a smile on your face.
On my children.
You are lying. You are lying.
Don't do
that on your children because that's not true.
I am not lying, bitch.
You called my wife a bitch.
And you told me I never called you. You lie. You lie. You lie. I have it on my phone how many times I called you. You said I never called you. That's another lie.
Go away.
That's another lie.
Go away.
Yes.
Go away. You go away.
You're causing a scene.
You lie.
We gotta go.
You lie.
No, you lie and your workers, your employers, talk shit about everyone.
Oh, really? So do yours.
Really? I have employees.
You know what? You sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Left your kids alone, so screw you.
We gotta go. You're a piece of shit.
I sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
That is not right. F that. F her.
Have you ever known me to sleep till 3 p.m.? I mean 3 p.m.? Really?
The girl is crazy. Crackpot crazy. And an effing drug addict. She's effing full of drugs. She talks about everyone else. Look at her. I'm really pissed. And not only that, you watch. And see.
That was on that last part.
That was intense. Dang.
Oh, That last part, they were like screaming through a door with a Marriott symbol. It was really over the top.
It's the best publicity the Marriott's had since then.
I know. And that's why Mauricio doesn't get involved anymore. Because look what went on at the
one
event.
For business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He doesn't need it. He's making more damn money. He doesn't need to worry about being on camera.
Oh, gosh. Well, we know how much they pay for that house now in Palm Springs, so we'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait.
All right, then let's do it. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Let's do some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, yes, we did see the whole convo about the house last week, and they're still arguing about it after five seasons. Apparently, Kyle's La Quinta estate, which is where it is, we were wondering that last week, she bought for $2.35 million, and going back to that house of her mother's that she bought Kyle or Kim and Kathy out on, she claims that she actually lost money on that deal and that it was fair to both Kim and Kathy and that it was not fair to Kyle. Also, we got several things here. Brandy was on Watch What Happens Live last night. If you all missed it like we did, because usually they're on it on Tuesday nights, let me tell you what she said. First of all, somehow Brandy and Kyle ran into each other at the Sephora in New York City earlier that day. So these girls are so fabulous that there's Beverly Hills, New York City, wherever they are, they're just running right into each other. Mm-hmm. Brandy says Kyle ran away from her. So also Brandy's dad, a little update, he's doing good. And she also has what she called a new boyfriend, which is really her old boyfriend, Jonathan Ruiz, a.k.a. JR, who she was talking about in this episode. She says they are back together. If you remember, he's Mauricio's partner at the agency. So that's got to cause some major stuff.
Yeah.
And they've been on and off for years. She misspelled Jonathan's name on Twitter. She like tweeted like, I'm an expensive girlfriend, go buy a house from him, and spelled his name incorrectly.
Oh my god.
Like, come on, girl. What else we got? Major stuff. Lisa put Kim Richards on blast last night on Twitter. She's since deleted them, but she was saying, why doesn't Kim write her blogs?
Rinna?
And yes, Lisa Rinna was really upset about this, and she said it must be because she has something to hide, or that she is, quote, too inebriated to do so. So she went there. We were talking about what she called Kim tonight, and she actually went out and said she was inebriated.
Sorry, I'm not interested. You don't say it to her face. You don't do anything when it comes down to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're hiding behind a keyboard. You're in your one-on-one interview saying what you want, and then you don't do it in person.
Agreed.
You're on a reality show, lady.
Say it to her face, girl.
Yeah.
Couple more things. I know you love Faye Resnick, Grant. American Crime Story show is profiling the O.J. Simpson case, and Miss Connie Britton from Nashville will be playing the part of Faye Resnick.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll involve some kind of a huge wig.
Oh,
and
I hope so.
As part of Kim's lawsuit with the old woman that Kingsley bit, she had to give up her Bravo contract. So we should expect all the terms of that to become public very soon. And one more thing. Brandy said that she regrets slapping Lisa Rinna but not throwing wine at Eileen. And since there are no more Miami housewives, this seems like an appropriate place to say that the former Miami housewife, Anna Quincoses, I practiced that at home. She was arrested for driving on a suspended license after confronting her ex's new girlfriend and yelling like trailer trash.
Oh.
Yeah. They don't have a spot anymore, so we got to talk about them on this show.
I have no idea who that is, but I am just glad that show is no longer on TV. I mean it. I don't even know who that is.
She was, yeah, I
never could stand that Miami Housewives. Sorry. I never could get into that one.
Maybe I watched a couple, but yes, like, definitely not the best one.
No, please.
Please.
Yeah, anyway, back to Beverly Hills.
Yeah,
right.
Across the country.
I find it hard to believe that they lost money on that house, because if they bought out the sisters.
Right.
And what does it even matter?
They must have bought them out, or she's claiming that she bought them out for more than what they sold it for.
And what does it matter? Like, should make Kim feel better? Right, like, they just need to resolve it.
Right, well, what does it matter to Kyle to come out now and say she lost out on it? Right?
Right, I think she's still just trying to prove her point that she didn't take Kim's house.
Yeah,
I mean, but just...
Whatever.
That Rick really isn't necessary to make public, because that's like a private sale, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she's trying to defend herself, but please.
Because
like,
Kim's like, you lie, you lie. Whenever Kim doesn't want to be confronted with something, she says, you're lying. Lying about yeah. what? Like, half the time people yeah. are like, lying about what?
They act like they're throwing some T-Rex that's gonna come through the room and, like, start ripping people's heads off. I mean, it's like, she's not that bad. I mean, we've all been up against it with somebody in our life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that woman, yeah, she can yell at somebody, but she's not gonna kill you. I mean, that dog might.
Yeah, the dog. Yes.
Anyway, let's predict what's coming up in the three-part reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Well, I predict it's going to be a very little bit of Eileen. We'll probably profile her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be some questions, like some light-hearted questions about her husband. And then it's going to be a lot, I believe, of Lisa Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
And, you know, Lisa Rinna and Eileen are probably looking at that reunion as, like, a last-ditch effort to get signed on again if they want to, which I assume that they both do.
Yeah.
And Lisa Rinna seems like she's ready to, like, take it there.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you see that preview of her getting up, standing up and doing some, like, ridiculous dance move or something. Yeah, she's desperate to, I think, be resigned. I don't know if Eileen wants to come back. What do you guys think?
She's definitely making plenty of money on her soap operas. No, she doesn't.
No. I think that they will probably not, like, use her again, and they'll keep Rinna, and they'll add somebody fresh. Yeah. Or maybe somebody from the past, which I would love.
Yes. Well, because Eileen is costing them so much money, too.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd be relegated to, like, once or twice the season or, you know, in the way that we've seen Adrian and Camille this season.
Yeah. I mean, what is there really to resume with Eileen next season?
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing to continue.
I mean, there's a lot to
learn.
There's a lot to resume with Brandy, but it just doesn't seem like those two parties are going to come to an agreement. I think the Brandy train is coming to an end.
Yeah, I saw her on Watch What Happens Live, and there was... She was, you know, great with Andy, but they did address the exchange that happened between them. I don't think we've ever seen anyone fight with Brandy on a reunion, have we?
Fight with Andy? No. Yeah, no, apparently he said something that really, really ticked her off, apparently.
And she had enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a little clip of it.
What could that be?
I don't know.
I think it was
something about her behavior that he pointed out, and she was having none of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
She talked back. The big guy.
That takes some gall, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she must just not care.
She doesn't care. She's probably like, I'm not coming back. She must know something.
Well, her behavior is always so outrageous, but it is a little bit refreshing to see someone not kissing up to Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because they're always just like, oh, Andy, please find me on for another season.
Yeah.
You know, and she couldn't care less. So I guess more power to her.
That's true. That's so true. There's a lot of that lately, especially, you know, now he's got a show on Sirius and whatever. He's got everybody coming on Watch What Happens Live. It just feels like there's like a lot of people who are like, you know, up his butt.
Yeah.
You know, so it mixes it up. Mm-hmm. I always enjoy Brandy on Watch What Happens Live because I feel like she always does something or she lets some tea. You know, she's always like, she's very busy.
Well, remember when her and Jeff Lewis pretended like a little fake out scene with Andy?
She talked about that, and Andy was like, why didn't you tell me you were kidding right away? You left the show, and it kind of made me think it was real. Yeah.
She enjoys, again, putting him in that spot that he puts so many people in all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she gives it back to Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So we predict that Eileen will be boring.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking Lisa will get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Brandy will get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Kyle, I bet you there's still, again, after 5 years of hearing about this house, things that are coming out about that. I'm guessing there's going to be something so shocking still that comes out about between the two of them.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really should bring, I mean, I know I just said they should let the house go, but, you know, they showed it on the show, so they should bring that up in the reunion.
They bring the closing documents.
Yeah.
They run the numbers.
If this was like the New Jersey reunion, you know those papers would be on the set. You know, like someone would pull them out of an envelope or have a suit jacket. One of the husbands would come on.
Did the Orange County girls start that with the email from the show? Remember that they all said they were supposed to be on a hot in Cleveland, and then like Gretchen pulled out the emails or something? Or did the Jersey chicks?
I think the original one was Danielle Staba brought out the hair that Ashley pulled out of her head.
Yeah.
Well, we know there won't be any of that on the Real Housewives.
Well, I want to see Kim also in your news and gossip. I want to see Kim's contract. Have you ever seen any of their contracts? I want to see if it says you can't talk about the scenes we set up and the.
Well, yeah, just the specific terms and the money and how it comes to them and when and how much. to who, you know. Mm-hmm. I would love to know all that juicy, nosy stuff.
I know. There's so much they do keep from us, but for everything they'll put on screen at these reunions, we'll be covering here for the next few weeks here at AfterBuzz TV. So until then, ladies, where can we find you so we can tweet more about what we're watching?
You can find me on Twitter and on Facebook and on Instagram, all at Fern Ronay.
And I am on all platforms as well, at Christy Reports. And please check out ChristyReports.com, too. I appreciate it.
And the best place to find me is on Twitter at Grants_Rants. We'll be back next week with more from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.